You're listening to The Morning Show on 89.3 The Current. Comedian Tig Notaro is known for her stand-up acts, her Professor Blastoff podcast, her role on the Sarah Silverman program, and here's some public radio cred. She's been a guest on This American Life. And to further that public radio cred, Tig Notaro was a recent guest on this season of Wits, and you can check out the highlights at witsradio.org. Tig, welcome to The Current.
Thanks for having me.
So the label Secretly Canadian, home to acts like Yay Sayer and Jens Lekkerman and Anthony and the Johnsons, released your comedy album Good One. And a deluxe version of this album contains a DVD called Have Tig at Your Party, which I read is the human equivalent to the Burning Log DVD or perhaps the Yule Log channel on your local cable provider. So a couple questions stemming from that. One, what's it like to be on an indie label as a comedian?
It's been really great. The experience has been flawless start to finish. They've been so attentive. And when they signed me, I had been offered record contracts with other comedy labels, but I just felt like I was one of several hundreds of comedians that they're just churning out albums. And I didn't get genuine excitement from the other labels. But right. Secretly Canadian, it really felt like a couple of dudes wanted to put out my record, passionately wanted to put out my record. And so that's what made me excited to put out a record. And so, yeah, they put out Good One, my first one, and then as well as Live, which is my most recent one. And they've been just great.
It seems like a good reflection of what's going on in the music and the comedy world, because it seems like those two worlds are crossing quite a bit. Like if you go to a festival like Bonnaroo or Sasquatch, but being signed to an indie label, I'm wondering, did you grow a beard instantly?
Already had one. I showed up with the beard.
And so they're like, you're in.
Yeah,
you're signed.
They originally saw me when I had a handlebar mustache.
All right.
And then
you were applying your pomade at the time.
Yeah. So when I signed, though, I had the full beard.
Well, tell me about this DVD, Have Tig at Your Party. What is this?
I was touring all the time, and I was missing parties and events that were going on in Los Angeles. And I remember I was in a hotel room in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I thought, well, maybe it'd be funny if I filmed myself sitting in my hotel room, just kind of smiling and standing there and waving, and then just sent that to my friend's birthday. I never did it. But then years later, when I was putting out my album, I thought, well, maybe I'll film myself actually doing that. And so it's 1 hour of me standing still and it can loop, you know. And just, it also comes with an infomercial where there's a specialist about having Tig at your party, and Sarah Silverman hosts the infomercial, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Does anyone offer you drinks throughout the night or bring you a snack?
I'm holding a drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just sort of awkwardly in the corner.
But, yeah.
But socializing.
And people send in pictures and videos of themselves having me on their computer screen while they have breakfast or something. And so people have used it in different ways. While they're carving the turkey at Thanksgiving, they set me up right there on their computer.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Tig Notaro here on The Current Morning Show. Tell me about your Professor Blastoff podcast.
I host that with my good friends Kyle Dunnigan and David Huntsberger. Kyle and I have collaborated over the years many times, writing scripts and making videos, and he's one of my closest friends. And David, he has opened for me here and there over the years, and we live together. And both of them, we were always talking about outer space and religion and philosophy. And I thought maybe it might be a cool thing to have a podcast where we talked about science, philosophy, theology, and metaphysical type stuff. And it's been really fun because even though we're not experts, we're just interested in it. And so we'll have in guests that we always ask that people be either knowledgeable or passionate about the topic. People write in frustrated that we didn't have our facts right, but it's, you can't take it seriously because you maybe will learn one little thing by the end of the hour, but probably laughed a lot. You know, it's I describe it as it's a silly NPR type thing, and it's as if nobody ever told the class clowns to be quiet.
Okay, Professor Blastoff. And you're taking the show on the road?
Yeah, we're doing a national tour.
Sounds great. And where can people find some more info about that?
ProfessorBlastoff.com or my website, Tignotaro.com.
Let's talk about your latest album, something that you recorded about 6 months ago or so out in L.A. It was a performance that got a lot of praise from Louis C.K., and this was the famous performance in which you addressed your cancer diagnosis. So before we talk about that, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm in remission, and I had a double mastectomy, and yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good. So you got the diagnosis, and then you did the show. Was it the night after or the night of? How did that story go?
Well, I was diagnosed, and then I had a show booked at a place called Largo in Los Angeles that Sunday. I was diagnosed on a Wednesday, and then my show was booked for a Sunday, and then I called and canceled the show because I was devastated. Because aside from cancer, I'd also been ill with a bacterial infection that was eating my intestines. I'd been hospitalized and lost 25 pounds. And my mother had tripped and hit her head and died.
Oh, my God.
I went through a breakup and had pneumonia. I had all sorts of very intense stuff happen.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, in a four-month period of time. And so getting this cancer diagnosis really, even alone, would have been devastating, but on top of everything that I was just coming out of, really knocked me over. And so I called to cancel the show, and the owner of Largo said, you know, that's fine, we can cancel it, but how about we move it to next week in the event that you want to perform, or, you know, we'll just keep a date open for you. And I was thinking, yeah, right. There's no way I'm going to want to perform. And then the next week came. And I think that Thursday or Friday following the last week, I had a doctor's appointment, and the doctor told me I had bilateral breast cancer and that it was invasive and had possibly spread, and they wouldn't know until surgery. And so I was very devastated.
Oh, wow.
And then I had gotten a text from the owner of Largo saying, are we doing the show? Which was the following night. And I just wrote back, yeah, I thought the way my life had been going, I just kind of assumed I might be dying,
right,
you know?
I just,
and I love stand-up, and so I was concerned that this might be my last time to perform. And so I went on stage and talked about everything kind of last minute, off the cuff, stuff I'd never said on stage before. And it was very raw. It was very, very raw.
Well, I can imagine at that point that you're going into basically survival mode. And, you know, comedy is the thing that you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that you were able to deal with it. So what did you talk about when you were on stage?
Start to finish. I touched on everything and tried to, you know, just clear my head, but also try and laugh and make people laugh about it. And the audience, it was a show like no other that I'd had because...
Well, it sounds really heavy. I mean, it really sounds heavy.
It was very heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very, very heavy. But the audience was so fantastic, and they were right there with me, and they went along the entire roller coaster show that it was. And it was the only time I've done a show where the audience was a mixture of just shocked silence and laughter and crying. It was all at the same time.
I think when you put yourself out there like that and you're that honest and you're that raw with an audience, mm-hmm. I mean, people are really going to have your back. So you can hear a recording of that, and it's Tig Notaro Live.
You can get it on iTunes.
You can get it on iTunes.
Yeah.
I believe Amazon as well.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad that I am too.
Yeah. Well, I would be too if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The success of your comedy albums. And again, Wits. If you've missed the last episode of Wits, you can check out witsradio.org. Tig Notaro, again, check out the podcast Professor Blastoff. And let's go out with a song. How about we have you choose a song?
Well, I am absolutely into Regina Spektor, and she has become a friend of mine, luckily. And I remember watching her on stage before I knew her and thinking, she is amazing and seems like an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, there's no way she's like that off the stage. there has to be some little bit of
showmanship in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just something. And then every time I've hung out with her, intimate dinner or chatting, it's the same person that's on the stage. She just blows my mind. And her songwriting, her videos are so visual and beautiful. And she has this song called How that kills me. I love it so much.
All right. Well, we've played a number of Regina Spektor songs on The Current, but I think this will be a debut for this one.
Great.
So thanks again, Tig Notaro.
Thanks for having me.
So this is Tig Notaro's pick, Regina Spektor with How on The Current.